I need to be filled with the Spirit each moment of every day. I need to be filled in the morning, air starting upon my way. I need to be filled, Lord Jesus.
Each moment. Short devotional here. Thinking about singing and praising God's name, and I had to think goes into worship. When we sit here on a Sunday morning or wherever, Sunday evening still, listen to the sermon, we can pray and hear God's word proclaimed. But I think singing has a lot to do with worship. Even throughout the week when we're on the job or whatever, we're humming a hymn or in the car driving or singing songs. Praise the name of God, and I think that's a sweet-smelling savor that comes up to God. He enjoys that, I believe, and I enjoy singing, and I know a lot of us do here tonight, and we thank for each one that has come out tonight. I'm just going to read Psalms 100 here. The Psalms are full of things about singing and praising God's name. Psalms 100 is just five verses, and it talks about singing in there. I'm just going to read over that here. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and praise his name, or bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. A lot of wonderful words there, David penned. I had to think there, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, you know. Many of you know I love hunting and out sitting in the woods, and you hear the sounds of nature, just a chorus of nature going up to God, and why we can't praise his name and singing. God that saved us and gave us a soul is, if we can't do that, there's something wrong. Anyhow, order of service here tonight. We're going to have a short prayer here, and then we're going to have two different choristers come up and lead for about 10 to 12 minutes each. And then Robert's going to have a hymn story for us, give us a little break from singing. And then we'll have a couple more leaders come up to about quarter after or so, and then we'll have closing. So not real complicated, but I think we'll get through it here. All right, let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Many hymns were written by women that we find in the, even in our black hymnal. We know that Fanny Crosby wrote a lot of hymns, and we have a song by Charlotte Elliott, and there are different women that wrote. And tonight we want to look at a hymn that was written by Sarah Flower. That's not her married name. That was her single name when she wrote this hymn. Many people consider this hymn so full of trust and aspiration to be the best ever written by a woman The gifted and romantic author was the daughter of a talented and fearless English journalist, Benjamin Flower. Sarah Flower was the daughter, and she, like her father, gave early promise of a brilliant and varied career. The dream of her youth had been to go on the stage, for she believed that drama, as well as the pulpit, could teach religious truths. Her very uncertain health, however, soon forced her to abandon all thought of the stage as a career. Greatly disappointed at first, she turned her talents to writing, little realizing that in this field was to lie her greatest achievement. And if you want to turn in your black hymnal to 388, you'll find a hymn that she wrote. Her hymn, "Near My God to Thee," is based on the story of Jacob, as told in Genesis 28. Jacob, fleeing from Esau's wrath, went to sleep on a lonely hillside with a stone for a pillow, and dreamed that he saw a ladder reaching up to heaven with angels ascending and descending on it. In the morning he arose, refreshed, and named the place of his vision Bethel, the house of God. Few hymns have such a rich heritage of associations surrounding its use. It was a favorite hymn of the martyred president, William McKinley, and it brought comfort and peace to him in his last hours. His physician, Dr. M.D. Mann, reported that the dying president softly sang, "Nearer, my God, to thee, even though it be the cross." And he would say, "This has been my constant prayer." On the day of President McKinley's funeral on September 19, 1901, this hymn was sung in his memory in countless churches, large and small, all over the land. In England, too, by the order of the King Edward VII, the hymn was sung at the McKinley Memorial Service held in Westminster Abbey. In the last moments of the Titanic tragedy on April 14, 1912, when the Titanic was on its maiden voyage, the ship's band played this hymn while the vessel was slowly sinking into the ocean. But notice the last verse, and we're going to sing a couple of verses of this. Not all of them. The last verse says, "Or if on joyful wing, cleaving the sky, sun, moon, and stars for God, upward I fly, still all my song shall be, nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee. In times of well as in sorrow, our song should still be nearer, my God, to thee." Maybe just turn to 388 and sing a couple of verses. Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Still all my song shall be, nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee. Number two, though like the one all gone, darkness be over me, my rest a storm. Yet in my dreams I'd be nearer, my God, to thee.
on joyful wing, cleaving the sky, sun, moon, and stars for God. Upward I fly, still all my song shall be near. Dear.
I shall wear a golden crown when I get home. I shall lay my burdens down when I get home. Clad in robes of glory, I shall sing the story of the Lord who brought me when I get home. When I get home.
I highly recommend that. When you sing that song, you'll think of all kinds of things. Not intended for children either, I don't think. But John Newton did not write that last verse. The Negroes in the South wrote that. They added that on to. He had other verses, I think, but the Negroes on the plantations added that last verse because, you know, and grace will lead me home, that's where it ended. And then, sure, they were looking forward to that freedom physically and spiritually, too. Another song.
Oh.
I think my voice is wearing out. Well,
stop. For closing prayer.